Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to Melanated Faith. We so appreciate all the well wishes and congratulations you guys have sent us since we announced joining the Witness Podcast Network. We are so thrilled to be partnered with such an incredible organization that is committed to elevating Black Christian voices. We wanted to do something different this year, and so we are going to start episode 2. We thought we would do like a deep dive into our vision for season 4 and what we expect, or what you can expect from the podcast this season. Faith, do you want to dive in a little?
Yes. So you guys, season four. How do we get to season 4? I don't even know.
So quick.
But I am so excited. But here's the thing. It is really important for us to expound on the topics that you all have enjoyed the most. And we wanted to bring in some more experts and thought leaders to discuss things, to flesh things out more. So many of you love hearing about relationships, pop culture, justice, and how we navigate faith. And so the beauty of this podcast is that Catherine and I share our individual thoughts and experiences, even with our different approaches to things. And we're bringing in more people to join us and join in on the conversation. So you're going to hear from a lot more guests.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited. I think one of the things that we have wanted to do with Melanated Faith is we want to foster an environment where healthy dialogue is centered. So that means Faith and I might not agree with each other. We might not agree necessarily with our guest. You guys might not agree with us and our opinions. But what we're trying to do is create a place where we can have a healthy dialogue, where our content is well-researched and thoughtful, and where you can feel encouraged and empowered when you listen to our podcast. And that might require you to, like, maybe you hear something on an episode and you want to do your own research and do more research. And so we hope that this can be a place that not necessarily that you come to for the answers, but to maybe dive deeper or jump into whatever God is calling you to.
Yeah, I think it's so important for us to really highlight this, especially now when there's a lot of polarization in our country. And I feel like people are losing the art of what I always like to say, critical thinking and reading skills. So
wait, one time for season 4, readers are leaders.
Yes, readers are leaders, y'all. I mean, for real though. So we really want you all to be able to engage in our content, but also still go back and sift out what you enjoyed or didn't enjoy and research and think for yourself about, you know, how are you going to process this information? It's so important, and we want to encourage you to do that. So that's one of the reasons we're going to have so many different guests, because we want to bring around a lot of different perspectives for you to ponder on. And we think this is going to help broaden our discussion, but it will also broaden the table to our Black sisters and any other listeners who listen to our podcast to really enjoy what we're talking about.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some very serious topics, but we're also still going to bring you more fun, lighthearted pop culture content. A lot of that will be on our Patreon account. We are thrilled this season to bring weekly discussion of the final season of Insecure. I hate saying final season of Insecure because I love that show so much. But we thought it'd be a really fun way to celebrate all the things that Insecure meant to us. If you have not watched, please binge watch the first 4 seasons so you can join us over on Patreon as we really get into it. We will be uploading our episode recaps directly into Patreon, and our patrons will get early access to podcast episodes. We might also have some special guests who show up on Patreon for those special episodes.
Yes. So you all really need to join us over there on Patreon. And speaking of that, I really want to let you all know that since we have been in a transition season this summer for our podcast, those who financially supported us on Patreon really carried us through the summer and allowed us to be able to finish the season strong and to be able to continue to engage and do this work. So thank you so much. Your financial contribution has meant the world to us. As you know, this has been a big passion project for Catherine and I. So we are really grateful for your support.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. We are hoping to reach a few new milestones this year. It would mean a lot to us if you could help us reach 200 reviews on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you could share our podcast with a friend. Word of mouth is so powerful, and we hope that we will get more people acquainted and familiar with our work. And we cannot do this without you. We love you guys, and we are so thankful to you guys for joining us each and every week.
Okay, so we really hope you enjoy season four as much as we have enjoyed planning it and preparing it. We feel really confident that it's going to be a season that you enjoy. But Catherine, I need to know something. What has been like the highlight for you in podcasting the past four seasons?
Oh, gosh. Highlight the past four seasons. I really love the conversations that we've been able to have. I think it's increasingly, to the point you made earlier, increasingly rare where people who maybe don't agree on everything come together and have any sort of discussion. It's like you have to be one thing or the other. And that can be very constricting. And I love that we have been able to have a space where maybe we see things differently, or our guests maybe see things differently than we do. And still we come together every week and we laugh and we have a great time.
Yes, I have to say, I'm gonna say I think that my highlight from the last four seasons is that I feel like each season you and I find even a better groove together. Like as partners in podcasting together. And I think that has been a lot of fun because we still get to, I don't know, we get to try new things. We get to figure out what works and what didn't work, or, you know, what topics like did well with people, or what, you know, people really want to hear or don't want to hear. But I even think like behind the scenes, because it takes a lot to make a podcast work. I think more work than we initially thought. For yeah. Sure, me. I'll speak for myself. More work.
I agree. I'm like, oh, wow. And people ask all the time how we do it. And it's like, you know, by the grace of God, because it is more than I thought it would be.
Yes.
It's in some ways good and in some ways bad, but mainly good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of work to podcast. And when you want to do it well. And I think for the both of us, like we have had the amazing, you know, privilege of having a producer to help us, you know, do all the technical sound things to make everything sound great. But just putting together what we want to talk about, researching topics, because we don't just want to, you know, get on here and just make up stuff. We're really not trying to be fake news here. So we really just have put a lot of effort into those different aspects. And that's just effort, you know, you don't think about. And so I just think that this has been a big learning curve for the both of us in so many different ways. But it's been so fruitful. Like, seriously, it has been a delight and a highlight to be able to have these conversations and just to do it in a way that I think is like unique and fun to us, and especially like showing other people who are Christians, or maybe you're not a Christian and you just enjoy our podcast, just that, you know, we just like to laugh and talk about life. Like, we're just regular yeah. people, and yeah. that's that.
Yeah. And I think also too that you like don't have to have 100% agreement with someone to be in a relationship with them, and like give yeah. people the freedom to be who they are. I think it's really beautiful. Like, Faith, It saddens me a lot, the place we are, especially within the church with polarization. But I mean, it means so much to me that we like create that space for one another. And yeah, I think that's what makes this so special. It's like, yeah, we laugh a lot.
We do laugh a lot.
Was it like maybe the summer bonus episode we did where, like, Josh, you're going to have to cut. Josh is our editor. Shout out to Josh or Sean, our editors, where it was just cutting down laughter.
Laughter. It was so much laughter. We just had to, like, just cut it out, you know? People probably don't want to hear that the whole time. But yeah, like, it's been so much fun. And I think I love that. I mean, just that our friendship, how it's grown, the mutual respect that we have for each other. Y'all, there's just certain things that I don't even agree with my own brother on. Like, you know, like, we are just all different people, and that's okay. I think that we really have to be able to hold some tensions here, right? Because in the end, I know that there's somebody who has a brilliant quote about it, and I'm not quoting anyone, but the concept that, you know, we can become the very thing that we despise. And I think that it's really important for us to model that in our discussions and make sure that, you know, we're the kind of people that aren't just for justice and championing that and everything like that, but we can still respect the humanity of another person. And so with everything that's going on, lots of loss. I didn't mention that in our last episode, but I've seen a lot of people pass away due to the COVID-19 virus. And I just think that there's a lot of people who are feeling so many things, and there's so much anger and all of the things happening right now, and it feels like the world is on fire. And quite literally, in California, you know, there are a ton of fires and natural disasters happening and flooding and everything everywhere. And so I think the least that we can do is to go beyond ourselves and to have a little bit of compassion and thoughtfulness about one another and about humanity. This doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, BFFs with somebody you feel like you fundamentally cannot be, you know, engaged with. But this does mean, though, that you can be thoughtful and treat people with decency and respect. And there's just a level of polarization that was not fully here, I would have to say, like, before 2016. And so now here we are still trying to navigate this polarization, but we have to do a better job for the kids. I mean, you know, showing the kids that, you know, you can be around people who might think differently than you, and that's okay. Yeah. So we hope that these conversations over this season make you laugh, make you have some thoughtful discussions with people, and maybe bring about, you know, you having some meaningful conversations that you've been avoiding, but now it's time to have them, and you can have them in a healthy way because your mindset's differently, and, you know, you're in a more healthy place to discuss.
Yeah, I think don't forget the humanity, and that even people you disagree with are created in the image of God, and in the ways in which you talk about them and you talk to them, that would be in the forefront of your mind. Like, this is a person God loves and adores. He sent his son to die on the cross for them. And so I think keeping that at the forefront of your mind, I mean, it's not always easy, but I think would go a long way to kind of dialing down the temperature in some of our conversations and debates. So.
Oh, yeah. It's not always easy, guys. Let's be honest. Like, we're talking, you know, about the ideal of what it is. But is it easy? No. I think I have to reckon with that every single day, because my personality is more so like, nope, done, out, bye, goodbye. And so I have to work really hard for that not to be my first instinct. But I've also had to learn the beauty of boundaries, and that I can acknowledge and honor someone's humanity and still have boundaries. So, you know, don't hear us saying you have to hold hands and say sing kumbaya. But also it's just acknowledging that, okay, like, I can treat that person with respect.
Exactly.
Mutual respect is, you know, still something that I think that we can engage in more. So we are really, really excited for you all to dive into these conversations. Next episode, you guys are going to hear from our friend Jamie Grace. It was a really funny conversation, and she's hilarious. And so we really think that you guys are going to enjoy it. We're talking about mental health, and I think that more than ever, this is a conversation we need to have, especially as Black women. So we know you're going to enjoy it.
Yes. We're not going to do Go Off Sis this week, but I do want to do a special shout out for two reasons. I want to say this to what Faith said. Sometimes block, mute, delete, unfollow is an act of faithfulness.
There you go.
helping people set healthy boundaries. But I also want to do, we're not going to do go off sis, but related to social media, this came to mind. Solomon in Missouri, pastor in Missouri, did an excellent, hilarious thread.
Yes.
About the unfortunate news of Del Curry and Sonia Curry getting divorced, about this kind of current generation.
And oh my goodness.
It just was a delight and hysterical. And I, you know, if you need a laugh, go back and find, you know, especially someone who's single and dating, you do not want to be out here. Love the wife of your youth. Love the husband of your youth.
Yes. These are some of the, let's read some of the things that he said because they're so funny. So we'll end on a funny note. He said, he said, I don't know why you don't want to do the work. You're going to come out of here and you ain't going to like it. You not. All they do is start podcasts and talk about plate fixing. 14 minutes being out here and you're going to start saying these females. And then he said, you don't want to be out here learning TikTok dances and falling off milk crates. Ain't that the truth? And then he said, you think it's a game until you're in the middle of 60K people and a panini and she's pointing her finger at you, hard rapping Flo Milli lyrics. And then he says, you don't know nothing about Sneaky Link. Now you're knocking on the door of a 22-year-old with three other roommates because she got a side piece. Oh, my gosh. And then this is the last one I'm going to read. You're going to be wearing a hottie shirt by Thanksgiving, and you better ask your wife to forgive you. So listen, that thing was so funny. I feel like everybody was laughing about that. The streets are different now.
Yeah.
It's not what our parents had.
You have listened to this podcast to know enough to know that dating in 2020, 2021, it's not what you want to be doing. As a single person who has not found her good thing yet, let me just say, work it out.
Work it out. Listen, I think some people are like, I just want to be, I just want to know what it's like. I've never had the opportunity. Just try to fix it, okay? Unless this person is just being abusive to you and it's unhealthy, try to fix it. Because what it is now is not what it was before you were out here, okay? And I just feel like it's by a miracle and a matchmaker. That's the reason why I have a person to this day. Otherwise, I would still be in the streets, okay? But the streets... It's not the same.
Then yeah, it's not the same. And Solomon, Missouri is pastoring all of Twitter and is incurred giving you some really sound pastoral wisdom. And I think you know
you need to go look it
be
up.
Take advantage.
All right, y'all. We're gonna see you next week, and we are so glad you are back joining us on the Melanated Faith Podcast. Bye.
Bye.